There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We're actually in the final third when McAllister gets sent off. This is a major talking point for me. Sparrow, I'll come to you first on this one. What are your thoughts on the red?
It's a red. I would all day because of the height of it, because it studs it up, because of the speed he goes through him. If you look at it from a point of the opposition player's, it's his standing leg, that's a career-ending tackle. Because it's not a standing leg, it's not. Guy's not even injured, but it's still a red card because of the speed, the height, and the studs being up. I'd give it as a red.
Okay, Neville.
It's like, Joe, no, I get your justification. I genuinely do, and I haven't got an issue with that justification either, to be fair. We had that conversation off camera before. I think my issue with it being a red is the fact that the referee was adamant straight away that it was a red first and foremost. He put his card out with his chest. He was happy to call that a red, and that's fine if there's going to be that level of consistency throughout all officiating games. Because for me, what you're suggesting is that's the standard for red cards in the Premier League. And if you've watched the Premier League over the last 4 or 5 years, you know that that is not the standard for red cards in our league especially. So it feels even more like unjust, because we know before the end of the weekend's out, there's going to be at least another 2 examples of a similar tackle, or potentially an even worse tackle, that goes unchallenged by referees, then VAR, fourth officials, the extra man. And it then brings more questions again about officiating. And I think the officials, they need more than a week, but they need a good month of just doing the jobs properly and getting it right more than they get it wrong. And I think in that moment, they probably have got it right on reflection. You look at it, they probably deserve it. I think it's a harsh one, but I think if you're gonna, my only thing is, it only feels harsh now if I see another 5 tackles before the international break and I'm thinking, why the fuck have they not got red cards? If there are loads of other tackles where they're all getting reds, I'm like, right, they're setting a standard across the board. And in doing that, you send a very clear message to the players that if you're late, if you're high, if you're flying into tackles recklessly, you're going to be sent off. I think players don't play within themselves, but they respond to what they know, how the law of the land is going to be officiated. The thing is, if you get a red like that today and there are another 3 or 4 like that tomorrow that don't get given, we're back to square one, and it's the officials that are under the microscope, and they're not accountable to anyone. They're a law unto themselves. And
I hope they do. I hope we do get 4 or 5 more.
Oh, well, no, mate, I agree. Like, yeah, you've got to now.
And if you look, we're 2 weeks into the season and you've already seen half a dozen to a dozen players getting yellow cards for dissent or asking for a card. The referee's really been on top of it. Be on top of this as well.
Yeah, but you won't see those instances in October, November, coming up to Christmas time now, because the players will have got used to the fact that if I keep giving jib, I'm just going to get a yellow and I can't afford to do it.
Or the refs will stop giving them, because who are we playing with? Well, was it Southampton? And Mike Dean gave us a pen for like pulling down in the box, and everyone thought, because it was dead early in the season, a couple of years ago, everyone thought, oh, we're going to see loads of them now. And they just stopped. Because the microscope was on it. Straight away, everyone was like, oh, we're going to see millions of them. So straight away, the refs kind of went, oh, and they took a back step from it. For me, on this one, it's just not a red card. I take both of your points about if that's the new standard and we see more of them, all very valid points, absolutely. For me, there's a split second whereby it looks like he's a nailed on red, but that's before he's got to him. Yeah. By the time he's got to him, his foot's turned, so he's not that studs up anymore. He's caught him on the calf instead of the shin, and the force has gone out of everything. It's almost as if McAllister's realised in the moment that he's second best to that challenge and he's slowed himself down. For me, by the time he's got contact, I think it's a yellow. I think Liverpool should be appealing it. And I hope Liverpool get away with that appeal because I just don't see it as a red card.
Well, that's the thing. If they get away with that appeal, what was suggested is that can't be the standard for red card.
No, of course. It changed everything.
It changed everything. You think, actually, all right, then that makes sense because it's harsh, but at the same time, I'm like, you don't want to give the referee a decision in those moments either. Do you know what I mean? And again, I think that was the point in the game where we are probably, it could have absolutely changed the outlook of that game 100%. Completely and spun it on its head. Grateful it doesn't. I think McAllister will be gutted. It's his debut. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There's no getting away from that. He is going to be gutted. It's a big miss for us. I just think that going forward, I'd like to see referees just have that little bit of conviction. If that's the standard, then hold every other team to that standard.
We're going
to
be seeing 9v10 a lot, I think, if that's the standard. Maybe this is one of them things. Like I say, if that's where we want to go and that's what we see from now until the end of the season, sound. So
I think you'd only see so many, though, before the players would just wheel up and say, actually, do you know what? But it's hard in those moments and you're battling for things.
I'm going for that ball. I'm gone in that instance. You know what I mean? It's one of them. I don't think there's any malice in it. I think he's actually tried to sort of not back out, but he's made sure he hasn't really hurt his man by the time he's made contact.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if we appealed that and it got took down to a one match ban, I'd be perfectly fine with that. Because obviously, if it's you could knock it down to say it's just below a red card, but it's close enough.
It's orange, isn't it? It's orange.
It felt orange at the time. Yeah, I agree. It felt orange at the time. That was my first thought, and after seeing it sort of the second time around.
But I think a one match ban would be fair, rather than a straight three.
What? All right. So in that, because again, VAR's changed everything nowadays in footy. If the ref doesn't give that,
he doesn't get sent off.
He doesn't get sent. So do you not think VAR would be in his ear to say? Because I almost thought that there needed to be some sort of conversation around it for me. There needed to be like, because he gives the red so quick. Yeah. It's like, in that moment, I thought, oh, what have I missed? Do you know what I mean? Like, have I missed something bad? Has he caught him by his knee? Like, where's he actually caught him for the ref to be that adamant? And then when you see it on the replays, I'm trying to justify why he's giving it a red. I'm thinking, all right, then, well, if he has, what? Like, what conversation? But there hasn't been a conversation in that instance. It's just been the ref's decision. So he's got to die on that sword. But at the same time, I'm like, it was orange to the point where there needs to be a conversation about does he go, does he stay? Mm. And that only happens if the ref doesn't give it and then the R flag it. Is that the case?
Yeah, that would have been the case. Yeah. But like, that was never likely to happen for me.
I think he's given it. I think the ref's given it because of the speed of play.
Yeah.
Because
of
the speed McAllister went through him. He was at a full sprint.
He was close to ref. He was close enough to it. I give him due for that.
It happened at such speed that we barely even saw it watching it. From the referee's point of view, from being that close to it, he's gone, oh Christ, that's bad.
And he doesn't realise how injured the lad could have been at the time.
It did threaten. For a moment, I was panicking. I thought it might derail us, to be honest with you, because we'd started the second half well, actually. It was kind of a flip reversal of the first half, and I felt down to 10 men now. Bournemouth are going to get their second win. They're going to bring another attacker on, potentially. What do we do in terms of change? I think Endo was already sort of lined up to come on at that point. But instead of that, we actually make it 3-1.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.